No one scores. No one really even threatens until the fifth inning. Lehigh Valley had a chance in the third. The bases loaded with one out, but unable to push across a run. In the fourth, Scranton Wilkes-Barre put a runner in scoring position with one out, Aaron Judge, but he was picked off. That was the best opportunity either side had until the fifth inning, as Ben Lively for Lehigh Valley and Jordan Montgomery making his AAA debut for Scranton Wilkes-Barre locked up in a pitcher's duel. Top of the fifth inning now, and a rally mounts with two outs, a base hit by Pete Cosma and a base hit by Cito Culver right after Cosma put runners at the corners as Eddie Rodriguez stepped up to the dish for the Riders.
Runners lead. Another 0-2 by Lively. Pitch is up high, and it gets off the glove of Knapp. Runners coming home. Lively a late break, and the runner's going to be safe as he never covered in time, and they get a run on what will probably be a pass ball on Knapp, and the Rail Riders go in front 1-0.
You just had the feeling that an awkward play like that, one minor misstep, would end up being the decisive factor in this game. And if you were a Pigs fan at that moment, you worried that that in the top of the fifth inning was that decisive moment. But Lehigh Valley answers in the bottom of the sixth. Nick Williams leads off the inning. After him, Darren Ruff, a hit. So two aboard for Andrew Knapp, looking to make up for his mistake of the pass ball.
They hold the runner on at first. Knapp batting right, and the pitch swung on, grounded it short. It might be two, and it will score a run. On to second for one, and back to first for the double play. The game is tied up, however, on the 6-4-3 double play.
Rather underwhelming, no RBI on the double play, but effective by Andrew Knapp. So, it's tied 1-1 to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Lehigh Valley looking to take a lead, looking to mount some pressure on the AAA newcomer Montgomery as the game wore along, and they would do just that. Brock Stassi, a leadoff double in the seventh inning. Cedric Hunter right after him, a single. Well, let's let you hear it.
Here's the 1-0, and the pitch swung on and hit off the middle for a base hit into center field. The wave Stassi around, Cave is up with a throw. It's cut off, and the Pigs take a 2-1 lead. Hunter delivers. And the Pigs have their first lead tonight on his 42nd RBI.
John Schaefer can do it better than I can. So Ben Lively back out to the top for the top of the eighth inning with a new lead, and he was sensational tonight.
Runner leads, pitch is swung on, hit in the air, center field high but not very deep. Perkins has the play, drifting in, settling underneath it, makes the catch. What a night for Ben Lively. 8 three-hit innings, allowing just one unearned run and putting the Pigs in a position to go a full game in first place for the first time since 2012. What an outing by the 24-year-old right-hander out of Pensacola, Florida.
Just one inning left to play. Three more outs to get, and Lehigh Valley would sit in first. No Luis Garcia tonight, just called up earlier today by Philadelphia. So Michael Marriott gets the opportunity to close things out and just a one-run lead.
Fans make noise. Marriott kicks and deals, and it swung on, ripped out left center field. Racing in is Williams, coasting it, makes the leaping grab. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to a full game lead in first place since way back on July 16th of 2012. How do you like every little itty-bitty piece of that?
2-1, the final score. Pigs take down the Riders.